I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. I know eating meat is bad for the environment, but it's also a habit that's hard to kick as a society. A lot of people aren't convinced that a dry veggie burger or a pasty, flappy veggie burger is the answer. That's why this next story really piqued my interest. It's about a Silicon Valley-based company that claims to have hit the jackpot, a veggie burger that it says tastes, feels, and even bleeds like the real thing. And it's already on the menu at a trendy New York restaurant. We sent reporter Sally Herships to put it to the test.
The idea is if we eat less red meat, we need fewer cows, which means a much smaller load for the environment. But pulling off imitation meat that's juicy and rare and yum, that sounds tough. So I convened a panel of 8 diners to try it out at Momofuku Nishi in Manhattan.
8 cheeseburgers plus 1 cheeseburger.
And who better to judge a burger than a carnivore? Bartiz Cox is from Oklahoma. He says his family grew up buying whole cows from a rancher and storing them in an extra freezer in the garage.
You could put a Fiat in this freezer.
Joining him at the table are Chris Berube and Bridget Burkholder. Both are vegetarians and both are nervous.
Yeah, I actually am very anxious about this in a way that I didn't think I would be.
It's a little weird. The idea of biting into a slab of meat-like substance.
The bar for pleasing all 3 of these folks is high, but on the other side of the table, it gets even higher.
My favorite hamburger is my mom's.
7-year-old Theo McCabe is here with his twin Tig, 8-year-old brother Callum, and his mom Allison.
I would just say they're very picky eaters.
The kids and the rest of us have plenty of time to mull over what we're about to bite into. The place is busy, and the wait for our meal is about half an hour. But finally, the Impossible Burgers make their entrance, piled high with lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
It looks like it is a real bleeding hunk of meat, so here goes nothing.
We all dig in, and very quickly, the verdict is in.
It's pretty good.
The burgers are a hit. They taste just like the real thing.
It's really, really, really good.
Even the anxious vegetarians give it 2 thumbs up.
This is spooky. This feels like witchcraft.
It isn't witchcraft, but even though they love the burger, some of the diners are still put off by the idea of fake meat created by science, especially one ingredient, heme.
It's interesting when you Google something that's in your meal, and the first thing that comes up is a picture of a molecule.
It does kind of break my if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it rule, since we don't know what it is.
What heme is an iron-bearing molecule that's found in hemoglobin. It's what makes our blood red. For a response to the other concerns, I had to leave my friends at the restaurant behind.
If pronunciation is an issue, you know, read the ingredients in a cow.
Patrick Brown is the founder of Impossible Foods, the company that created the burger. He says a lot of the food we love only exists because of collaborations between humans and nature.
To make a loaf of bread, you don't just pull up a wheat plant and grab some random microbes and mush them together and munch them down.
Brown first dreamed up the Impossible Burger 7 years ago when he wanted to work on the most important problem in the world that he could contribute to solving, food made from animals. He says all the ingredients in the burger are natural, even heme. Meat has a lot of heme. It's what gives it its meaty taste. But other organisms also have a tiny bit. And that's what makes the Impossible Burger possible. Yeast that's been genetically tweaked to produce huge amounts of heme. And Brown says it's heme that will help draw in the skeptics.
Deliver a big, red, juicy, meaty burger so that the person who's craving that can get exactly what they want.
Eating his burger instead of beef, says Brown, saves as much water as skipping a 10-minute shower, frees 75 square feet of land, and prevents as much greenhouse pollution as you'd create driving 18 miles. Bonus, it has as much iron and protein as the real deal, but no cholesterol. All of which leads brand consultant Eric Jochumstaller to ask,
yeah, but so what?
Jochumstaller is what you might call skeptical about the burger's chance of success.
If you just have achieved a matching on taste, and if you now tell me that the reason for that is because of social responsibility and or some other sort of larger environmental benefits, really?
Jochumstaller says making a veggie burger taste the same as meat isn't good enough because he says most consumers just don't care that much about the environment. So, if vegetarians are freaked out by meat grown by science and everyone else is hell-bent on wrecking the earth, is anyone going to buy this burger? maybe the Chinese.
I think they could accept it pretty easily.
Qian Lam Ko is author of Phoenix Claws and Jade Trees, the cookbook. We're having lunch far south of Momofuku Nishi in Chinatown. The place is vegetarian, so we order imitation pork ribs and fake fish.
Chinese have been making imitation meat for, I would say, millennia. You can actually buy mock spam in China, mock chicken, mock pork.
But Ko says most of it is being eaten by vegetarians. The real trick would be to attract some of the millions of carnivores contributing to China's current meat boom. But although it might sound tough to overcome our primal desire to eat the same thing our ancestors chased down, Impossible Foods' Patrick Brown says, before we decide to pass up imitation meat, we should think twice about the real thing.
If anyone still has the illusion that there's anything natural about where their beef comes from, it doesn't take a tremendous amount of research to realize that there's almost nothing remotely natural about how it's produced.
Besides, Brown says, while cows aren't getting better at making beef, the Impossible Burger is going to continue to improve. Meanwhile, back at Momofuku Nishi, there's one burger left, almost untouched. 7-year-old Callum says he loved it, but he filled up on French fries. And despite the skepticism, you can tell everyone at the table wants to take it home. For The World, Sally Herships, New York.
If you need to see it to believe it, you can check out photos from Sally's trip at PRI.org.